Let's hear now about a loose-knit group of musicians in New York that makes videos. It's called Collective Cadenza, CDZA for short. And what sets it apart from the city's other video collectives is this. These conservatory-trained musicians play music both in front of the camera and with the camera, often turning familiar pieces on their ears through visual gags and sonic surprises. All of this has been a big hit on YouTube. John Kalish has more.
The first CDZA video to hit YouTube was History of Lyrics That Aren't Lyrics. Jane Louie pretty much sings what the title says, accompanied by bass and piano. The video has garnered more than 1.5 million views since it was posted on YouTube 2 years ago. The bass player, Michael Thurber, is part of the creative team behind the collective.
The kind of underpinning that's always present, regardless of what idiom we're working in, is we're basically playing with culture. We're toying with culture. We're rearranging it. We're remixing it using this live musical talent.
The visual and sonic twists in the CDZA videos are not editing tricks. The musicians have the chops to pull them off. Some, like Thurber, are Juilliard graduates. Others play in Broadway pit bands and as recording session sidemen. But they seldom get the kind of exposure they get with CDZA. 5 of the collective's 30 videos have had more than 1 million views each. YouTube's parent company took notice and invited CDZA to perform for thousands of Google employees in Las Vegas.
Up next, we've got our violinist, Mr. Charles Yang.
Charles Yang regularly performs as a guest soloist with symphony orchestras around the country.
Sometimes you can feel very enclosed in a bubble in the classical world, and we played something for 12,000 people. 12,000 young people, which is something I've never done in my classical career. That's unheard of. And getting up there and playing some Paganini for 12,000 people was pretty awesome.
Yang says he often speaks to high school students about classical music, and they recognize him from the CDZA videos, like the one in which he plays amore with a bass player on a fire escape in Little Italy.
Not doing really anything differently than what they've been taught to do.
Joe Sabia directs the CDZA videos.
If you have a classical pianist really, really good at the style of Bach, like our buddy Evan Schinners, if we get him to do Kanye West in the style of Bach, it's like still the same language he's speaking, it's just in a different dialect.
One afternoon last spring, CDZA commandeered a restaurant in Greenwich Village owned by a friend of the collective.
Like, as soon as they come through that first set of doors, just go ahead and start playing.
Okay.
They invited passers-by to get a massage while a string quartet comprised of Juilliard alumni played Haydn. The masseuse in the video is CDZA's recording engineer Matt McCorkle, who sprinkles rose petals over the lucky souls and serves them champagne and grapes as the camera rolls.
We never sit down and say, okay, today we're going to conceptualize ideas. You know, it happens when we're G-chatting, or it happens when we're walking down the street, or we're out for a drink, or we're at a show. And that's the most beautiful thing about it, because it's natural. It's very, very natural how this all comes about.
The three principals in CDZA continue to work on individual projects, but musical director Michael Thurber says they all have a sense that they've given birth to something that will continue to evolve.
You don't really know exactly what it's going to be. All you know is that it's got a massive amount of potential, and
That's all we're really focused on right now, is just trying to preserve that fun and just keep it going.
All in their spare time. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
Yo, what's up, man? Yeah. Hold on, man. I gotta call you right back. I'm in the middle of something. All right.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green.
We'll be right back.